Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the weekend edition of the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thanks, Bill. Here's what's happening this week in America. Kamala Harris struggles to explain what she does all day. A supermarket in New York City uses facial recognition to crack down on crime. A majority of voters view both parties unfavorably. And a new study reveals how badly Americans are addicted to our smartphones. Also coming up, the message of the day. We'll talk about how many kids in America can't read. But first, Vice President Kamala Harris spoke with comedian Stephen Colbert this week, where she struggled to explain her job, what her roles and responsibilities are. The VP said, quote, "Well, I have the great privilege of serving with Joe Biden, who is the president of the United States and was vice president." Thank you, Kamala. Harris was named the border czar by Joe Biden in March 2021. Of course, since then, illegal crossings have reached a record high. A Fairway supermarket in Upper Manhattan is turning to facial recognition software to stop criminals. The grocery store is collecting customers' eye scans, images, and voices with video cameras. Anyone caught stealing is immediately reported to the police and entered into a database. Retail theft in New York City is up 200% in some neighborhoods compared to 2019. Violent crime, of course, up 50%. And they're all related. It's all the broken windows approach to crime. This facial recognition software, it's a thing now. Madison Square Garden denied entrance of someone who worked at a law firm who was suing the owners of Madison Square Garden. She wasn't on the case. She just worked at the same law firm. How did they even know? So get ready. A new poll from Gallup showing a majority of voters hold a negative view of both political parties. 55% disapprove of Democrats, and that figure rises slightly, 56% for the Republicans. Historically, Americans have been more positive towards the Democratic Party than the GOP. Since 2009, the average favorable rating for the liberal politicians has been about 45%, compared with 40% for conservatives. A study published by Fox News showing the typical American checks their smartphones. How many times a day do you think? How many times do you check your phone? On average, 96 times a day. That's once every 10 minutes. Of course, it's even higher for teenagers. The poll also shows 80% sleep with our devices less than 2 feet from our heads. That's really probably not good for us. The typical adult is now awakened twice each night by notifications from your phone. You know, you can put it on mute at least at night. The message of the day coming up next.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been delivering on its promise to do good and never forget the sacrifices of America's greatest heroes. Heroes who put their lives on the line to protect our country and our communities. Heroes like Bristol, Connecticut Police Sergeant Dustin DeMonte. After responding to a domestic violence incident, he sustained fatal gunshot wounds. He left behind his expectant wife and 2 children. Thanks to the generosity of people like you, Tunnel to Towers paid the mortgage on the DeMonte family home, lifting a financial burden. As his loved ones mourned the decorated officer's loss, they welcomed a miracle, the child he would never get to meet. So many families need your help. Please help America's heroes and their young families. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good in their honor. 95 cents out of every dollar you donate goes to their programs. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
Hey, Mike Slater filling in for Bill O'Reilly. Now it's time for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. One of my great political frustrations is that we live in a society where what I'm going to tell you now is acceptable. On a micro scale, on an individual level, it's sad because these people have no hope to live a flourishing life. And on a macro scale, it's bad because our country can't survive with so many illiterate people. There are 53 schools across the state of Illinois where not a single student can do math at grade level. And there are 30 schools across the state of Illinois where not a single student can read at grade level, not one. Imagine going inside one of these buildings. What is this place like where not one student can read? It must be just pure chaos, pure anarchy. How can a teacher do anything? The teachers must be absolutely demoralized because it's not like the school is full of students who really want to learn but just can't figure it out. It's full of hundreds of kids who couldn't give a rip. How do you teach kids who don't care at all? How do you teach kids who actively resist learning? It's impossible. Now you may say, oh, Slater, it's the money. These schools are not being given enough money. Yeah. How much money do you think these schools get every single year? No, seriously, take a guess. How much money do you think these schools get per student? Take a guess. I got the answer right here. These schools range from $17,000 per student to $56,000. That's plenty of money. A video went viral recently of students at Carmel High School outside Indianapolis. And the students are standing outside of different parts of the school saying, this is our natatorium, and this is our library, and this is our cafeteria, and this is our theater, and it's massive. At one point, a kid says, oh, and here's our planetarium. What? And people are saying, oh, well, that's what you get when you live in a nice area with a lot of money. Of course, rich people will have a nice school. If only the inner city schools had that much money, then they too could have wonderful facilities and be successful and read. They could know how to read. If only they had more money. Wrong. You know how much money is spent per student at Carmel High School? Remember, in these Illinois schools, it was between $17,000 and $56,000 per student. This Carmel High School, $9,600 a student. The public high schools in Indianapolis down the street, they spend $6,000 per student more than that, with horrific results. There is zero correlation, no correlation between the amount of money spent on education and academic results. Nothing. We got to get this out of people's brains that if you just spend more money, then the kids will be smarter. No amount of money will help a kid who doesn't want to learn. But it's not the kids' fault. They don't know any different. It's the parents who don't care if their kids can read or not. What is that? At the Carmel High School, 71% of students are proficient in math, 89% are proficient at reading, which, by the way, that's nothing to write home about either. But in Indianapolis, only 6% and 26% are proficient in math and reading. It's parents, it's culture. And we've had failing public schools long enough that there's been generations of failure. And we keep doing this. What do you think is going to happen? You think in a couple generations from now, they're going to suddenly care about reading the Iliad and the Odyssey? We think we keep going down this road and there's going to be this huge, massive educational renaissance in our country? No way. Not if we keep doing the same thing over and over. And I'm genuinely concerned. And I'm asking you, do you think our country can survive this? More coming up.
Did you know that every day could be a perfect day if you have an American Home Shield warranty? You are covered for unexpected breakdowns, like leaky faucets or faulty water heaters. Choose a plan that fits your budget and rest easy knowing repairs and placements are taken care of. Simply contact American Home Shield when an issue arises, and their trusted pros will handle it according to your coverage. Do not let worries about appliances and home systems weigh you down. Celebrate the reassurance of protection. Don't worry. Be warranty. 20% off plans. You can get that at ahs.com/bill. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product is being offered as a service and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty which may be provided by a home builder or manufacturer.
Mike Slater filling in for Bill O'Reilly. Now it's time for something you might not know. So I live in San Diego, and for as long as I've lived here, we've always been in a drought. In some cities, they have city employees who drive around to check and make sure you're not watering your plants on the wrong day or watering them at the wrong time. Heaven forbid you wash your car. The thing is, we live in a desert. at least here in Southern California, and the only way we have any water is because in the 50s and the 60s, we built a ton of water storage and an irrigation system to move water from where the water is to where the people are. And it worked great. And then the environmentalists took over and said, no, no more. We're not going to harm the planet anymore. We're not going to build any more water storage. In fact, we are going to remove water storage. And then there's another drought. And they say, oh, global warming. No, it's not global warming. It's a man-made water shortage. Build a dam. I've been saying this for about a decade. But this year, people may wake up to it. Because this year, we've had these things called atmospheric rivers. I've never heard of these in my entire life. It just means it rains a lot. So the first three of these things we got headlines like this from Vox. Why California's atmospheric rivers can't break the mega drought. Washington Post, atmospheric rivers won't end California's drought. We're like, what do you mean? How could it not? Bloomberg, California's deluge is still far too little to end the drought's grip. What? Drought means not enough water, and we have a ton of water. We have twice as much snowpack as average, 12 feet of snow in Tahoe. And you're telling me it's not enough? But now people in California see that our leaders, instead of capturing this record amount of water, are dumping it into the ocean. Why? Because the reservoirs are too full. They're overflowing. It was just a couple months ago when all we saw were pictures of reservoirs lower than ever. We were told about the five bodies that we found at Lake Mead outside of Vegas, bodies dumped, but we discovered them because the water level dropped so low. But now the reservoirs are too full, so we got to dump it into the ocean. The last dam we built in California was 43 years ago. Progressives don't want to do what's best for people. They want to do what's best for the planet. And no matter where you live, and no matter what happens, not enough rain or record amounts of rain, even if they make up things like atmospheric rivers, doesn't matter. It's always bad because Mother Earth is mad at you for not agreeing with them. More coming up.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith, filling in for Bill O'Reilly. We'll see you again tomorrow. Have a great day.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.